sent me that clip of Boko's podcast.
Oh, yeah, Sebastian Boko. Yeah, people should go check out his podcast, people, No BS with SB.
Montreal's podcasting scene is on fire right now.
There's like three, four, how many podcasts?
I don't know. But like there's some good comedy podcasts and some that are kind of weird.
Some that I've never heard of. But I know his because he does interviews with comedians, his one-on-one.
I saw
another one.
There was another one in the comments of Bogo's thing. There was a guy that wrote, "Hey, we have a podcast too. We should go on your show." And I was like, "Oh, this podcast is gonna be garbage." And I clicked on it, and it wasn't bad.
Yeah, so I'm saying some people are stepping up their game. Yeah. I feel like, especially us, the way we're doing it, I feel like it's opening people's eyes. Like, oh shit, yeah, we could go the extra mile.
Yeah,
we could do this, you know.
And Bucco, for those of you that don't know, he's a Montreal comic who started a podcast, and I guess renting a studio is kind of expensive.
Yeah,
but doing it in a restaurant during
You're talking about when he, yeah, because there's a lunch rush, I think. There's a clip, and fuck, I forgot to call him. I want to send him a message about this because it made me laugh. There's a clip where he's talking with our friend JC Surrett, and they're giving him attitude. Like, he's shushing the waitress, and then the waitress says, "You're fucking arrogant." And he's arguing with, but this was never edited out. This is on the podcast. And
it wasn't the waitress. It was other customers.
No!
It was other customers. Can you play the clip of, yeah? It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
It's the best thing I think I've ever seen.
Sebastian's
on
turning into a bully, too, now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're creating bullies.
Yeah, good.
There you go.
No BS with SB. Go check it out. All That's right. episode 10. I do 15.
You do 15 and you hear the people in the background speaking. And you can watch him, and I see how.
Please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Look at JC. How fucking.
JC's not comfortable.
He's not comfortable right now.
Sebastian doesn't give a fuck.
Can you please.
And this isn't live on YouTube, so he could have just edited that.
No,
edited that.
He's a real ass thug. He doesn't fuck around like that.
They talk loud.
Yeah, and he's blaming them. Yes. Look at these stupid whores. They go to a restaurant and they fucking speak.
15 minutes. Look at him. Look at JC. JC's uncomfortable. Sebastian doesn't give a fuck. Look at him. He's going to smack someone.
Shh, please. So, listen. So, 15 minutes is something.
JC's uncomfortable.
I want to do this for
He's so uncomfortable.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not ready to leave it to exactly.
Can you go back like a couple seconds? I think we missed because the woman. No. Yeah. Don't go back an hour. Not even. Go back a couple seconds. That's even too much, but.
Because it's 800 people.
Yeah, like click there. Click where you were going to click. Yeah,
and sometimes it's like.
Just fuck it. No, you went back 35 minutes. All right.
Point is,
it was such
a hilarious.
We'll cut that part out.
It's such a hilarious. Yeah, he should have cut this part out. It's such a hilarious thing with Sebastian. He does. It's not like that every episode, but No BS with SB. Does interviews with comedians from all around, but this made me laugh much.
He does interviews. With comedians from Montreal.
But you know why this made me laugh? Because he's not, like, you know him. Like us, if people saw us do that, they'd be like, yeah, that's them. They're assholes. They're yelling at people or whatever.
Yeah.
But his podcast is not that. He's nice. He's bringing people in. He's asking you questions. So on his podcast, for him to turn into us and be like, shut the fuck up,
it
makes me laugh so fucking much. Because we're rubbing off on everyone now. Everyone's just like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm doing something here. I love it.
But the woman at the other table, she goes,
arrogant.
And she's like, this is a public place. Because he got, you know who's an idiot in that? It isn't Bogo.
No.
It's the fucking owner of that place.
He should have put him in a room because they have other rooms there.
If you came to my restaurant, you'd be like, I want to do a podcast. I'd be like, okay, well, there's the office. I can put you up in the office or in the basement or, you know, in the storage area. And if you're like, no, I want to be at the bar, I'd be like, okay, you can do it in the morning when the place is closed or at night when it's closed. But you can't shush customers. What the fuck kind of
you
stupid business?
If you were fucking SB, you could.
Yeah.
I've been trying to find, because he's been asking me to do the podcast, but I've been so fucking swamped. So I'm going to try to figure out.
We should send him.
He might do an episode beside. That'd be funny. Yeah. But I'm going to try to find free time so I could do it with him in September. And when I do it with him, I'm going to tell him that if anybody talks, I'll handle it. I want to be the one handling it.
You know what we should do?
We're doing something here, man.
We should send people. Or you don't shush anyone, but we just get people to talk kind of loud.
Sebastian punches someone.
You should just...
just have it, Sebastian. Because that the show is no BS with SB. And every clip I've seen is all BS. it's just BS.
It's just BS?
There's nothing
SB about it.
There's nothing SB about that BS. Well,
it's not about the whole show. Isn't even about him. It's about like the interviewer. Yeah, right? He tries to.
It's kind of like he's trying to do like it's long form interviews with comics.
Yeah,
it's like WTF with Mark Maron if he spoke to comics. You know, the we're up and comers.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Actually, yeah. So these clips might be worth something later, but yeah. No BS with SB. Subscribe to his YouTube channel.
And it was amazing seeing. Seeing JC Surrett's face.
Oh, dude, JC got so uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable.
JC was.
I wonder what he was thinking, because you could tell that he's thinking of like.
He's thinking there's a camera in front of me.
Yeah.
If he smacks a woman, I'm an accessory to this.
And I love the comments, because I was reading the comments and I figured there'd be comments going, what the fuck is that? What the ha ha ha? But it was all congratulations, good job, Sebastian.
Yeah, because you know the problem is a lot of comments. So you have two different fan bases. We have the fan base that likes to talk to us and share shit, right? So they'll write stuff like that's fucking funny. What about this? They'll share shit, and then we'll use the all that. But there's other fan bases that just want to be part of it, and they'll congratulate you for anything. And that's all they say is good job, good job, good job, because they just want a like. They just want a pat on the back. And he's getting a lot of that. Which is kind of good, but kind of bad at the same time, because
if you're in the middle of a podcast, and in the middle of the podcast you get into an argument with someone, and someone goes, good job, that's the same as if he was drawing, and I'd be like, you're very good at picture making.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a pretty picture you drew.
But
like,
our fans,
it's fucking
our fans would be all over that.
Yeah.
They would cut the clip up. It would just be a clip online of us yelling at someone, hey, shush!
Just
so I gotta get organized now to find time in September. I want to do this podcast in September. I think it'll be fun to do, and hopefully I can help with the ratings by yelling at people.
Yeah.
You shut the fuck.
I want to be that guy.
You do that face though. You have that face,
the mean face.
Yeah.
I don't know why, like, plus like Bogo films with his iPhone, so it's not
I think
like
he has a camera. No,
I think it's just with his iPhone.
No, I think he has a camera.
Really? But he doesn't have a mic. He just has like a regular, like a...
I told him about that, but he says he doesn't want to have a... Because I told him... Because my advice is always audio is the number one thing.
Yeah.
I keep telling everyone, if you want to start a podcast, go ahead. The number one thing, forget the film. You could film it even if it's shit. If the audio is good, you sound professional, people are willing to watch it longer and absorb it. If the audio doesn't sound good, you lose people.
Because his audio is garbage. But if he was in his apartment with the same...
Setup,
shitty mic, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
And since it's just one camera and a table, he should just have that conversation in his kitchen or his living room.
It depends, because maybe he has, you know, his wife over. You know, it's hard sometimes to do it at your house. And also sometimes it's uncomfortable for guests. They don't want to come over to your house. They find it weird.
But why do they want to go to that restaurant?
Because it's a public, it's downtown, so you could be nearby.
Yeah.
It's easy. You just walk in, you sit down, and you do the podcast. Like, what? For me, I found when I built the studio, it was much easier for me to get guests.
Because I, like, when he asked me to do it, the only, like, I said no, because, like, the setup is just so fucking weird.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be a good episode.
So maybe when I do it, I'll help him with the audio.
Why not a library? Because in libraries, they have those rooms. That
that's where people go talk.
Then everyone would be shushing them.
No, no.
That's where you go talk in the library. I love how Poseidon's brain works.
No, like, at the Concordia Library, there's a part... Where it's private rooms where people go to study.
Or fuck.
I have seen some people fuck, yes.
Do you think, though, that a university, like if Bogo called a university, say, can I get a room in your library? Sir, no, is this to fuck? No, it's for a podcast.
No, it's public. Anyone can walk in.
Not anyone can.
Not anyone can
walk in. You can walk in, but then if you start filming shit, They're going to go, get the fuck out of here.
And also, it's not soundproof booths. You know that, right?
Yeah. It's,
so they can hear you talking and laughing.
And it's the same as like the street. Anyone can walk on the street. But if I block off the street to start filming a podcast, they're going to go, get the fuck out of here. Yeah,
I see what you mean.
I'm going to make sure Sebastian never hires you as his fucking producer.
As his advisor.
Could you imagine? My podcast is going well. I hired this fucking buffoon.
No, it was just a thought.
Yeah, I like Bogo.
Yeah.
I want his show to do well. But it's actually that what he should do is just get that clip. That clip could go viral.
I'm going to tell him about it. I'm going to send him a message if I remember.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he even knows how good that clip is.
Yeah.
That's a good clip.
Yeah.
That's a funny fucking clip.
That's like if there was a sort of a Jocktober for weird moments in podcasting,
yeah.
That'd be the best.